Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, welcome to the program. Made it to a Thursday, although I had the under. Some doubts this morning. I am sluggish. I guess I'd be listed as doubtful while I'm still playing, but playing hurt today outside once again with all my friends so I can protect the Danettes. Everybody's here. Marv and his hands in the front row. Paulie. And also the back row, the new and improved back row, Seton O'Connor, and of course, Todd Fritz. You can get in touch with the program, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Basketball last night, my Grizzlies rolled the Warriors 134-95 without Ja Morant, and Golden State still up 3-2. We'll talk about that coming up. The Bucks. I watched this happen. It's one of those where you're watching, you're going, the Bucks are going to win this? They were down. They were down by 14. There was like 10 minutes to go. Giannis goes for what felt like an easy 40, and the Bucks up 3-2, and that one has to hurt for the Boston Celtics. The Heat, 76ers, game 6. Suns at the Mavs. That'll be game 6 coming up tonight. Very few players who you can probably put a team on their back in the NBA playoffs. Down through history, very few players. Giannis is one of them. And last night we saw that. Bucks up 3-2. And it's no secret, he is a superstar. But sometimes you watch and you forget just how good he is. The Celtics came into that series, the hottest team in the NBA. An incredible turnaround since January. They had played a stifling defensive scheme against the Brooklyn Nets. Kind of embarrassed the Nets and moved forward. And everybody thought with that defense, no Chris Middleton with the Bucks, well, they'll be able to shut down the Greek Freak. He's averaging over 28 a game in the series, and he also plays very good defense. And last night, it was just enough. Sometimes when you have the better player, the best player, the superstar, that can be the edge in a playoff series. Here's how it sounded on the Milwaukee Bucks radio network.
Smart dribbles into the front court, loses the basketball. Holiday comes away with a steal, and the Bucks have stolen one here at TD Garden in Boston, Mass. A stunned house watches on as Milwaukee climbs from 14 down in the second half to take the 110-107 victory.
You're up 5, little over 4 minutes to go. Marcus Smart, the defensive player of the year, gets stripped, blocked and stripped by Jrue Holiday twice, back-to-back plays. it was the small things that helped them. Offensive rebounds with Bobby Portis. But this is a resilient Milwaukee team. And Boston gave them just enough of a chance to be able to come back and made them pay. The 14-point lead with 10 minutes to play. The largest blown fourth quarter lead by a Celtic team in the playoffs in more than 25 years. You know, the Grizzlies and the Warriors, there was no drama there whatsoever. Memphis had 119 points through three quarters. That's the most points in an NBA playoff game after three quarters since 1987.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All of our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paulie.
One thing that stood out, when Marcus Smart gets the ball at the very end and he's going for that layup, and it looks like he had a decent shot at it before Drew Holiday blocked it. But the one thing you've always said is, I want to get the ball out of the star player's hands on defense. And if I lose with a second or third tier player, Marcus Smart might be the fourth or fifth option on offense. I'm assuming it's Tatum, Brown, and then Al Horford. And, you know, it was just a great play, but you always say, if I can get the ball out of the other guy, the star's hands, that's a win.
Yeah, because that guy's not used to taking that shot, being in those situations. Jason Tatum is used to taking those shots, being the guy, the go-to guy. And Marcus Smart did not have a couple of, he had a couple of bad series back-to-back there, and it cost him as the Boston Celtics lose a game at home. I mentioned you have games coming up tonight. By the way, let me go back to Memphis and Golden State. So the game is over at halftime, basically. And then, you know, it's one of those Greg Popovich moments, it feels like. It's like, all right, so what? We get beat by 50? Who cares? It's just a loss. Let me take my guys off the floor. But if I'm a Memphis fan, now I don't know if you get Ja Morant back. I think they're still holding out hope that maybe Ja could somehow play. You force a game seven. Draymond Green seemed to be having a great time. And, you know, the Grizzly fans are really excited. It's an impressive performance, and they sent Golden State back home. Everybody's dancing. And then Draymond Green started dancing. Here is Draymond talking about why he was enjoying himself.
You know, one thing I don't respect is people who only bring it when they win it. You know, embrace crowds when you win it. We call those front runners. We're not front runners, you know. We got our ass kicked. That's all right. It happens. But you don't be front runners. You know, when you spew it out, you gotta be willing to take it and not hide from it, not duck from it, not run from it. Embrace it. So I appreciated the crowd tonight and the energy that they brought to the game. You know, and if they want to whoop that streak, we're going to whoop them together.
So if I'm a Memphis fan, I'm like, wait a minute. Shouldn't Draymond be bummed out or something here? It almost felt like Draymond saying, hey, I don't blame you. You guys should celebrate, but the series is over when it goes back to Golden State. Just sorry. I just want to let you guys know. Yeah, whoop it up. Come on. Have a great time. And this will be the last time you see your team. Yes, Paulie.
I saw some people criticizing Draymond Green. Like, you should be more upset about the loss. I'm like, man, I love that kind of confidence. Like, we're going to get one of these next two. It's a choice by us.
Yes, Eden.
Series is way closer, though, than that.
Yeah, because Memphis could have won the last game. At Golden State, they lost by three.
The first game of the series was 117-116. Yeah. Second game, 106-101. Third game, the Warriors blew them out, 142-112. But the next game, the Warriors only won by three. Those are all really close games.
Does anybody want 2 pies to 1 odds? Memphis, Seton does.
Memphis what?
Memphis to win the series.
Memphis to win the series?
Yeah.
So that would be if Seton wins by taking Memphis, the other person would get 2 pies. If Seton loses, he only gets one.
Yeah.
Because he's taking such a big underdog.
Yes.
Pie odds.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
Does anybody want a piece of the
I'll
pie?
I'll totally take that.
Okay. So you have Golden State losing this series.
Yes.
Paulie?
Yeah, I'll take the Warriors. Right. I'm going to go on a limb here and
like
go
it.
With the Warriors.
I like it. Wow.
I think they are.
Wow.
You know, that's me, Mr.
No,
Vegas.
That's true.
Mr. Vegas, Mr. Risk Taker. Wild man.
That's a good bet. That's a good bet.
That sounds like something Fritzy would do. He'd go, I'll take Golden State.
Technically, the Grizzlies have more regular season wins. Technically.
They do. They had a better regular season record there. What's poll question we're going to go with?
We got some options for you, Dan.
Okay.
How about, would you rather blow a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter to lose or get blown out by 40?
Oh.
One team was dancing at the end of that. The other one was crushed, so.
I think that loss with the way it ended for Marcus Smart, I mean, that's going to stay. That's going to hurt. That'll leave a mark.
And that last play is very meme worthy where Marcus Smart, he gets his pocket picked, but he goes, oh,
I
know.
I would still love to have an acting coach look at athletes when they're trying to fake something and just to see how good they are. You know, maybe stuntmen look at that. Like, how convincing is that when you fall that way, when you react that way? I remember they used to have microphones underneath the backboard when I was growing up, and you would hear everything on the floor. And, you know, guys would go to the hoop, and you would just hear this blood-curdling scream. And I thought, golly, they're really hitting people hard. And, you know, I'm like 10 years old, and I'm going, man, they're hurting people in there. And you realize these guys are just trying to draw a foul. Yeah, Paulie.
By the way, we've been talking about the Hall of Very Good. Drew Holiday, the point guard, he seems like he could be the starting point guard for the NBA Hall of Very Good. Mm. He's got the perfect resume. He always averages about 16 points and 7 rebounds. He's never led the league in any category whatsoever. He's always been a starter, so he's never been like a bench guy. And he also has been in only one All-Star game, which puts you in the very good category.
Mm.
Hall of Very Good, Drew Holiday. Also, his name is confusing to look at and say and spell, which makes him, it hurts his stardom.
Mm.
Drew Holiday.
Great two-way player.
Always a great addition to a trade.
Always a very
yes,
good addition.
Always a very good, like, all right, we'll throw in Drew Holiday. Okay, all right. Now we're talking.
I remember saying when they made that trade and the Bucks got Drew Holiday, and I remember coming in that morning, I go, hey, he's a great two-way player. And then Seton goes, what? And I go, no, he's a great two-way. He goes, nobody knows Drew Holiday. I said, I do. He's a great two-way player. And so I'm always kind of reminding myself whenever I watch Drew Holiday, good or bad, that I came in like I'm the biggest Drew Holiday fan in the world. Hey, great two-way player. Can you be a great two-way player but not be a great player?
Oh, like multi-talented but not great at anything.
Yeah. Like Drew Holiday is a great two-way player, but he's not a great player.
Feels like that should be an award, actually, like similar to the sixth man or something. Like
the greatest
best two-way.
Best two-way player.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
You probably couldn't refer to him as a great two-way player and then not acknowledge that he's a great player. You'd have to kind of call him a very good two-way player.
Maybe he would be a great player if he'd only played one way.
Oh, okay.
Instead of two.
Al Horford was kind of quiet last night, wasn't he?
Traditionally, he is.
Yes,
he,
very quiet.
I like Drew Holiday. One of his nicknames is the Druth. When he started playing, they got that name. I haven't heard that in a while.
This program brought to you by Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Any other poll questions there?
Sure. How about this one?
Okay.
Jeannie Buss should take the opinions of Hall of Fame basketball players and coaches or ignore everyone and do what she wants.
Wow. Bill Plaschke had a sit down with Jeannie Buss. They had an hour long lunch, and she doesn't do many interviews, but this one she talked about sort of the state of the union with the team. We'll talk about some of her comments coming up. 877-3DP show email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We reached out to one of my former bosses, John Skipper, used to be the president of ESPN. I figured that I wanted to get his thoughts on how does Fox monetize Tom Brady? How do they get their money's worth out of Tom Brady? The media acquisitions that are going on, because it's going crazy now. I guess it's probably leveled off. I'm trying to think if there's anything else out there. Maybe a Sunday Ticket with DirecTV in the NFL. That feels like that's ready to change hands as well. But we'll talk to John joining us coming up in an hour from now. Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join us to talk about what exactly is going on the PGA Tour. Tiger and Phil will be at the PGA Championship, but it feels like the future of the PGA is right now getting really, really interesting. Thanks to Greg Norman starting this Saudi-backed golf tour. And people think this is going to be like events in Saudi Arabia or around the world. There's four events in the United States. Now, they're going to start out in Europe, but you got some of these players who are dipping their toes there into, you know, bigger money pool. And some of the big names are going to do it. But we'll talk to Steve Sands about that, at what it means for the tour now and moving forward. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground in its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's the first of its kind. It's a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. And it's a special place where the families know their neighbors, that they understand and care, a community of, you know, where our children of the nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. It's really an amazing thing that they've done with the Do Good Village, helping the families beyond measure. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. This is where you come in, and hopefully with your generosity, donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. Letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say hello to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. Watch the program. Also, our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America. Hopefully the voice is okay. I am low on energy today, and voice is cracking a little bit. Yes, Marv?
Your hair looks great, though.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's how it's done, Marv.
Thank you.
Attaboy.
Well
That's
done.
How you become one of the team, Marv.
Well done.
Attaboy.
Nice. That's all I needed to know. How's my hair? How's my hair? The schedule release party tonight. I don't know what you're wearing, but I've got something picked out. They keep leaking all the information here on these. I think we're into week four now. We're hearing what the matchups are. How about whenever you hear of a new game on the schedule there?
Okay.
Then maybe we just break into programming. No matter what we're doing, we just break into programming to announce that
like this?
Sure. That can be that's my cue.
Dan, week four, Sunday Night Football on NBC. What would be a fantastic matchup?
Like Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is correct. Week four, Chiefs at Bucks. Sunday Night Football.
What do we know right now?
They've been dribbling out different games, like one of the Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
But this is from NBC. It's not like it's from Schefter or Glazer. The NFL is dripping these out, but it's a strategy.
Yeah, because you have this release party tonight, but then they're giving you some of the information this morning, knowing that if they release it before 9 a.m. Eastern time, a lot of these morning shows will go, hey, and guess what's happening in week four? Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes as they revisit a Super Bowl matchup from a couple of years ago. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Also, if you could go see a game at any NFL stadium, what would you pick? If we put Cowboys, Packers, Rams, Chiefs, Steelers, other. I've been to a few of these stadiums. I have not been to a Chiefs game. Green Bay is magical. You step back in time, and it's well worth that if you get the opportunity to go to Lambeau. Dallas, going into that stadium, you just keep looking at the scoreboard. It's just a weird sensation. And, your neck at the end of the game, you're like, man, my neck is sore. It's because you watch the game and then you look up at the big scoreboard, the Jumbotron. The Rams, I did not go to the Super Bowl. We were in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. We came back because we had to do the show the next day. I did not see a game there. Looks spectacular. And Pittsburgh, that's a great trip, too, down memory lane. Yeah, Paulie.
You'd have to include the tailgating setting, I would think, at some of these. Weren't you at the Chiefs game?
Yeah, I've gone to the Chiefs game. It was awesome. Everybody there had like a school bus that was basically turned into, this like massive tailgate wagon that had, some of them had all kinds of, you could hit golf balls off them. You could, grilling. Some had poles.
Some had hot tubs.
Some had hot tubs, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Just the environment, though, when you stay downtown in Pittsburgh and walk, across the bridge.
Oh, you could walk right to it?
To Heinz Field.
I've always wanted to go to a game there. Pittsburgh has a great job of laying out their stadiums.
Yeah, they did. Chiefs, I know that it's going to be festive. Dallas, yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to say this. We all went to a Cowboys game, but I think it was actually a college football game. Did we see Alabama-Michigan?
Alabama-Michigan, yeah.
At the Cowboys stadium?
Yeah.
That, I think, is one of the worst stadiums in sports. It's an awful setup for watching professional football or football. It seems like it'd be great for a concert because you can't see the lead singer, but you could see him on the Jumbotron. That Jumbotron is so dominant if you're sitting past the first 20 seats.
Yeah.
It's distracting. It's hard to focus on the field. And then they have these horrible suites. They're like recessed into the ground. And we thought it was really cool that someone goes, hey, you guys got sweet passes. And, you know, everyone wants a sweet pass, free food, free beer. They're lower than the field, but we were behind the players. So I got to look at the Michigan offensive linemen's backsides for four quarters, or had to look up at this TV, which was 100 feet in the air. That is a terrible place to watch a football game. I'm not anti-Cowboys in any way. Just that's a terrible setup.
Wait, why is it built down?
Remember those suites? It was like you walk to the lower level of the stadium, and it was ground level, and it actually was like a sunken living room, these things.
Yeah.
So when we stood out on the little balcony in front of it, you couldn't see any football. You could just see the back of the equipment managers and the jumbo, you know, like the gym cam. It's terrible.
Leave it to us to be whining that we're in a suite with food and drink.
I would have rather been in seat 40, row 40 or something like that. That is a terrible setup.
These burgers are at medium well. Who could eat this? Hook the food. We're going to get sick.
I'm not complaining about the beer and the food.
Yeah. When we went to the Mavs game and Fritzy had Mark Cuban set us up, and it was Cuban's suite.
We were in the suite with his family.
Yeah. And Fritzy, you would have thought it was Fritzy's suite because the nachos, I didn't know you could put that much cheese on nachos.
Dan, you're missing the angle here. We were in Mark Cuban's suite, which had endless amount of food and drink.
Yeah.
I mean, there was trays and trays and trays, and it was free. Fritzy decided in this weird thing because he went down the hallway to the concession stand and bought a huge chicken sandwich and all this other stuff, but he paid for it when he didn't have to.
It didn't have exactly on the menu what I was looking for, at least at that time. Maybe later on they brought out the hot dogs and stuff, but I'm a hot dogs and hamburgers and Mountain Dew
guy. But it's more Cuban sweet. Can't you just say, hey, can I get some hot dogs or nachos here? You don't have that on the menu?
Can you do that? I don't know if I have the... I'm a pretty assertive guy, but like I think you got to accept whatever the food is that they've got on the menu that day. They're not going to make a special trip and go, oh, he wants a pepperoni pizza, Fritzy.
Oh, my gosh. The NFL schedule release party.
Week 2, Dan.
Yes.
Here's one that they won't beat to death with old history pieces. Bears at Packers Sunday Night Football, Week 2, September 18th.
Wow. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Thank you. I think, how many networks are going to be covering the schedule release party? I know NBC has it. The Mothership will have it. NFL Network's going to have it.
C-SPAN?
I wouldn't be shocked. It feels like it's that big, that kind of programming. I think 75 of the top 100 shows last year were NFL. 75, something like that. And now, you know, they're going to load up and they're going to do the Christmas games. Now, they can't do Christmas games in other years unless Christmas falls on a Sunday. And that's why you have games on Sunday this year with Christmas. But if it was a Tuesday, they wouldn't be able to do it. So the NBA is going to have their usual, triple header, normal triple header. And then the NFL is going to have a double header on Christmas. If you'd like to jump in for the poll question, you can. Fritzy's got limericks today. Is it one limerick?
I have two limericks. It's National Limerick Day today, as a matter of fact. How about that? I had to do at least two limericks.
How about we let everybody do limericks except for you on National Limerick Day?
That is mean-spirited.
That is very mean-spirited and harsh.
Okay. What are your limericks?
One is on the Celtics blowing the game last night.
Okay.
And one is about limericks.
Oh. Well, let's choose right now, just for this moment. We want to stretch this out. I mean, you know, we don't want to lose our audience after the first limerick. Let's see, National Limerick Day, or let's do one based off the outcome with the Bucks and Celtics.
Let's
last
do it.
Night. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
By 14, the Celtics would lead. Then the Greek Freak started to bleed. Thought they need just one more, but while leaving parquet floor, Boston realized a momentum concede.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
And a little later on, it'll be another limerick from Todd on National Limerick
Day. About the art of making a limerick.
Okay. Jeremy in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Dan Patrick. So sorry, I'm just trying out my Ryan and Honolulu, Wisconsin version greeting.
Okay.
Hopefully that worked out.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know today was National Limerick Day, so this is just wonderful, really. So I have a limerick also about the Milwaukee-Boston game last night.
Okay. There's Jeremy in Wisconsin.
Boston in trouble as Giannis hits a three. The series now returns to Milwaukee. Bucks in six. So long, Celtics. Feeding off the energy of Bobby P.
Okay. That's Jeremy in Wisconsin. And a shout out to Bobby Portis, Bobby P. Got our play of the day coming up. You were maybe curious how the Golden State Warriors reacted after being blown out last night. Draymond Green said basically, hey, go ahead and celebrate. You know, we'll go back home and we'll win this series. Here's Steph Curry on getting embarrassed last night.
On the road, when you give a team that's playing with desperation life like that, you don't think you lose about 40, but it's, you can lose control of the game really quickly. That lasts like 3 minutes of the first quarter. And they went on a 9-0 run, got their crowd into it. They got life, and they ran away with it from there.
119 points through three quarters. The 134 points were franchise postseason record for the Grizzlies. Well, they don't have a large sample size. They also had 77 points at halftime. Some NBA news. Bill Plaschke sat down with Jeannie Buss, the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. And I was just curious, what was she going to blame anybody? What's the game plan? Would she reveal a game plan? What are they going to do with their head coach? And, you know, she was not happy. They shouldn't be happy with the amount of money that they spent on this team. I'm curious, Phil Jackson's role in this, is it just for trying to find a head coach? And I know that people have said, well, Jeannie Buss is listening to too many people. And maybe there's too many voices inside the Lakers. But these are successful people. What if Jeannie Buss said to Bill Plaschke, I'm not going to listen to Phil Jackson. I'm not going to listen to Magic Johnson. I make the decisions. Nobody is going to help me. I'm not taking input from LeBron. How would the media react today to Jeannie Buss if she would say something like that? Now, you might say, well, Phil doesn't have a great track record, or Magic, his involvement with the Lakers, you know, he quit on them a couple of years ago. Well, you're still, those are knowledgeable people. You may not like their decisions, but I would still want to hear them out. Phil doesn't have a good track record of picking a coach. Magic's involvement here, how involved does he want to be here? And then who are the other voices that Jeannie's listening to? It feels like it's one of those where everybody wants to take credit, but nobody wants to take blame. And that's part of the problem here. Accountability. And this is probably Rob Pelinka's last go-round trying to make this work. Do I think, man, Bill Plaschke even had a comment where he said he was hearing that Phil Jackson would be open to trading LeBron and trying to make Russell Westbrook work. Okay. And I've said this before, if I'm LeBron, do I want to stay? And if you're the Lakers, do you want him to stay? Like, you got to start thinking big picture. You don't want to do what happened with Kobe, where they just sort of said, hey, maybe people just come out and see Kobe in his last couple of years. And that's basically what the Lakers were. But this isn't Russell Westbrook. This isn't one decision. This isn't Frank Vogel. This is the front office. They're the ones that are making these moves, overpaid for Anthony Davis. You got Russell Westbrook based off of, what, the recommendations of LeBron and Anthony Davis? Okay. Now what do you do? Veteran coach. Well, what's a veteran coach going to get out of you? Can he make Anthony Davis healthy? Can he make Russell Westbrook a better shooter? That's the bigger looming questions that you have here. But Jeannie is taking input, maybe too much input from too many people. But if she would, if she would have said, I'm not listening to Phil or Magic, the media would have had a field day with this. Yeah, Seton.
The Phil Jackson wants to trade LeBron but keep Russell Westbrook thing sounds like someone's trying to smear his good name. Because right. That is so absurd. It's like it was just a nasty rumor leaked to make him look bad.
But also you get the I'm hearing. Like, that one's tough to say, I'm hearing that Phil. Like, if you're reporting it, you just spent, you know, an hour with Jeannie Buss at lunch. Is that who you're hearing it from? Without Jeannie saying, well, you can't quote me on this, but that's immediately where I jump to. But I'd be curious what they could get out of LeBron James. And does it make good business sense to get rid of LeBron James? Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know the in and outs about no trade clauses and contracts, but if there's one athlete in sports where I assume has one, it would be LeBron James or some type of control in his where he goes next. I know nothing about his contract. I'm sure he makes a lot of dough, but he has to have some type of trade control unless they didn't yield that to him.
Yeah, I would imagine he would have that. Yes, Tom.
So they can't just tell him he's going to the Thunder next season. That probably wouldn't happen.
No, okay. I don't think so. LeBron, what do you think of Disney World? My family likes it. You're going to the Magic.
You're right. No say in the matter.
I said Disneyland. Disney World. Disneyland, I'm fine with. Disney World, no.
All right. What's the poll question we're going to go with there, Seton?
Do you want to do the NFL stadium one?
Sure.
Yeah, we could do that. Although I wouldn't sleep on Seattle. That's a hell of a place to see a football game.
I think it's sleepless in Seattle, not sleep on Seattle. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
You tell me that?
Yeah.
That stadium is as loud as any stadium I've ever been in. And it was a regular season game in Seattle.
And you know what? They're an incredibly passionate fan base for a city who's not very nice to them.
Wait.
Seattle, I mean, Seattle seems to be like there's this war against their sports fans where they don't let them tailgate. They don't let them, like, do any of this. You know, they shipped off the Sonics. I don't know.
Trent in Dallas. Hi, Trent. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Just wanted to confirm with Paulie what Paulie said earlier. The Cowboy Stadium is by far the worst stadium in the NFL. It is terrible because of the Megatron, like what you said, the Jumbotron, excuse me. And also, the concert venue, I think Paulie said it would be great for concerts. Terrible. Nothing but echoes. Jerry needs to clean that up.
All right. He's got other issues.
Jerry needs to clean that.
Yeah.
Take right, that TV down.
Right now. Somebody's telling Jerry right now, hey, a guy named Trent from Dallas called into the Dan Patrick Show.
He said you need to clean things up.
Right now. Yes, Marv.
So I'm guessing that Creed concert didn't sound as good as he wanted
wow.
it to.
Wow. Okay.
Or Nickelback.
Low blow. Low
okay.
blow.
All right.
Too soon.
Shots taken. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Yesterday after the show, I said to Tyler, I said, you know, we still have some extra Link Soul clothes that were sent to us. I said, would you take them next door to the fire department? Oh, Tyler walked in there and he walked out a happy man. He said, you can't believe the reaction. Those guys, they love everything that you brought over to them. Spring 22 has landed at Link Soul and it looks and feels incredible. And we're happy to share this with you. LinkSoul.com, LinkSoul. You're going to find out just all the great things that we've been wearing here for the last, 6-8 months. Saturday shorts, the graphic hoodie, Boardwalker shorts. They also double as swim trunks. Great fabric there. Fast drying and insanely comfortable. Link Soul also has pants and windbreakers made out of the same fabric. You hopefully love what Link Soul is doing. And if you're a new customer, get 15% off their first order, free shipping. Make sure you let them know that we sent you. LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Oh my God!
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Missed it short. Portis with a rebound. Sticks it back up. It rims around and drops. The Bucks have a one-point lead with 11.4 seconds to go on the fourth. Bobby Portis strikes again, crashing the boards and crashing the party here in Boston.
Bobby Portis finished with 7 offensive rebounds, most by any Milwaukee player in a playoff game since 2006. That's courtesy of the Bucks Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels. Boost energy as well. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Not ready to slow down? Then get M-Drive. I mentioned earlier we had the call for the Milwaukee Bucks, the final seconds of that game. Here's the Celtics side of things. This is courtesy of WBZ, the Celtics Radio Network.
Smart on the inbound. Horford return to Smart. Smart. Half court. Punched away by Drew Holiday. And Drew Holiday steals game 5 all by himself. And the world champions put the title belt on display tonight at TD Garden with a 14-point come-from-behind win and wrestle control of the Eastern Conference semifinals right away from the Celtics in their own backyard.
Wow. That's where you can say literally stole the game, because that's what Drew Holiday did. Literally. Do I get a bloop?
I gave you one, yeah.
One bloop?
For now, yeah. We'll pace it throughout the rest of the
game. Well, he did have 2 steals, didn't he?
I'll give you a second one. For each steal, you get 2.
All right. Thank you. I'm hoping this Devin Booker-Luka Doncic rivalry is an actual rivalry, that maybe they don't like each other. I don't want them fighting, but I do love them kind of jawing at each other, chirping, chest bumping, thumping, whatever. But if it's just sort of a made for TV and it's not real, then I'd be disappointed. Because these two are going to be going at each other for a long, long time. It'd be nice if we had a rivalry. Yeah, Paulie.
And it's off such little stuff. There was a loose ball, and Luka grabbed it, but it was out of bounds, and it was going towards the Suns. And Booker just grabbed the ball because he wanted to get it in bounds. And then Luka's like, eh, he kind of said a little something to him, and then he set it back. And people are reading lips.
Yeah.
And so you kind of translate what people say. So it was good.
Yeah, I want them going back and forth. I mean, I hope the Mavs win the game tonight just to make it interesting here. I Luka's team is not going to win the title anytime soon, but I'd like to see as much of Luka as possible in the playoffs before they send him on his way. That's why I'd love to see Ja Morant, if he could play one more game. I don't know if you get to a game 7 that Ja Morant would be able to play. But tonight, Heat and the 76ers, game 6, and then Suns Mavericks, that'll be game 6 as well. I'm waiting, or at least thinking about what the headline's going to be tomorrow with the Heat and the 76ers. If Joel Embiid plays well, then is he not thinking about the MVP award? If James Harden plays well, is the old James Harden back? What if the Heat don't win this game? What if the Heat do win this game? What's the future of James Harden? What's the future of Doc Rivers? So there could be a little more added intrigue to this game tonight, at least the outcome. Yeah, Marv.
What Charles Barkley said yesterday was a little off to me, because I feel like you'd be thinking about the MVP if it was a big nationally televised game at like the end of the regular season, maybe against the Joker or against Giannis, another MVP candidate. So I didn't understand Barkley's comments, but the headlines are going to be so good. And Doc Rivers to LA, question mark?
Yeah, but I thought Charles was off base. I didn't think that was a fair comment about Joel Embiid. I mean, Joel Embiid's face is broken. He's got to have thumb surgery. He's had a concussion. He's the one guy that I give the exception, the excuse to. Like, hey, if he doesn't play great, that he certainly has some reasons there. It's the other guys. I don't think there's anything wrong with James Harden, Tyrese Maxey. They just played, uninspired. Yeah, Paulie.
More importantly, did you see Tyler Hero of the Heat getting on the team plane?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was such a big fan of yours in the show. He had a sweatshirt on that said Daniel Patrick on the front of it.
Yeah.
Which you usually go by Dan. But,
yeah, I do.
I guess your old friends call you Daniel.
Yeah. I didn't know that there was a clothing line called Daniel Patrick.
I didn't either.
It's expensive stuff.
I'm looking at the sweatshirt right now.
Yeah.
Want to play closest to the hole? How much was Tyler Hero's sweatshirt? That all it is it looks like one of those champion sweatshirts, and it says Daniel Patrick on it. Big love.
Well, Dan, the man behind the Nomadic Vision was born and raised in Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
He moved to the U.S. in 2011 and founded the appropriately titled Daniel Patrick Incorporated.
Okay.
Launched his first line early in 2012 with his wife, Jenny.
Cease and desist?
I mean,
question mark? Hello? Daniel.
I reached out to Jason Jackson, who is a Miami Heat reporter, and I said, hello, what's going on? And then he's the one that sent back, should I serve the cease and desist letter to Tyler Hero? No, I'm going to let him, he needs to concentrate on the playoffs here, not on a pending lawsuit here, because I'm going to get Tom Brady's lawyers on this, and we're going to go after Tyler Hero. Yes, Paulie.
This guy's from Australia. He comes here, doesn't know who you are, and Bogart's your name for a company?
Doesn't know.
Did he?
I'm not moving to Australia and starting a company called Gregory Norman Sweatshirts.
Right. Maybe we should.
Okay, how much for the sweatshirt? What do you think it cost?
$350.
$500.
$800.
Only $300, and that sweatshirt could be yours, Dan.
Oh, that's pretty close.
They have two colors, gray and light gray.
Another gray.
According to the website.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks impressive. And if you don't do any research on it, you're like, man, Tyler Hero, shout out to Dan Patrick.
So if we did a sweatshirt exactly like that, but it just said Dan Patrick instead of Daniel Patrick.
Yeah.
Like we could just.
You've been Daniel longer.
I have.
It's on your birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll get some of my, I have to hire a lawyer first before we can go after Tyler Hero. But it was a nice little shout out there. All right, we got a poll question, I believe. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Mike in Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind? And Fritzy has another limerick coming up. It's National Limerick Day. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful today. I am great.
Okay, I just want to drop this real quick. It was in the paper today because of the stadiums. Mike McCarthy is coming back to Green Bay in November with the Cowboys to play the Packers at Lambeau.
Yes. I don't know how he's going to be received. I have at least a decent idea. Probably not be a hero's welcome, but you might, because he was there when you last won a Super Bowl. But what is that, like week 10? Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys go to Green Bay?
Oh, week 10. Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys.
Is that when it is, week 10?
Yeah, you say so. I don't know. I can't find that one, actually.
It's week 10.
Thank you, Tom. Do we know what the first game of the season is going to be? Do we have the Rams and the Buffalo Bills?
No, we don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have. They got to save the big one, I think.
What about the first Sunday game? Do we know that?
We also don't know that.
Okay.
You want a list of games we don't know? Like,
no. No. You always have the defending champ at home, and I'm figuring, would they do Dallas? Would they do... Might have to look at the entire schedule. But it feels like Buffalo, Thursday night, that'd be a big deal. NBC always does well because the NFL realized that their approach to these games was, you know, second to none. And therefore, you want to showcase those games on the best network with the best broadcast team. And that's why NBC got the games that they got, or they get those games. They're in good hands, but... Yeah, Sunday night is also a big night. So Thursday, Sunday for NBC with the schedule release party coming up tonight. Yes, Paulie?
Isn't the juiciest move for like week one a new quarterback in a new town? Like the Denver Broncos, they're not necessarily a great team. But you have to have
the defending champs on that first game.
Right. But Sunday or some national game, do you think you'd want Russell Wilson's first game with his new team or...
Russell Wilson against Seattle? In Seattle.
But Seattle doesn't have the star power, except for DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
They don't have...
I would say, like, Broncos at Chiefs. Start week one, divisional game, stars everywhere.
Mm. Yeah, I'm up for it. How about the Cleveland Browns? How many times will the Browns be in prime time because you're not quite sure who the quarterback is going to be? Yes, Eaton.
Somebody on Twitter just pointed this out, by the way. Daniel Patrick's wife, Jenny ...
Oh, Jenny Batchy?
Jenny Batchy, hello.
Whoa.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.